in expressing our deepest condolences to the Peruvian delegation at this difficult hour. We would also like to welcome the presence of Swedish ambassador among us in his first meeting in the CD. Mr. President, on this paragraph, we expressed views during the first reading consideration of the report on the zero draft to add a sentence: the views of delegations are reflected in the relevant plenary meeting records. We believe that discussion had taken place. So we are grateful that you have included that addition. We would like to appreciate the revision of this draft. I think, of course, while it did contain previously as well requisite information, but now there are greater details in this paragraph. For instance, we not only have the reference to relevant plenary meeting records, but also those meetings in which the decisions were taken, their PV syntaxes. And this could be very helpful for future readers to look up and see the discussions that had taken place in that meeting. So we believe that paragraph 9 is quite balanced. On paragraph 10, Mr. President, we understand different views have been expressed, different approaches that have been put forward. We just like to highlight that we do require consensus for the adoption of the report, and we should aim for a least common denominator that could be workable and agreeable to all delegations in this room. And we believe that we are not very far away from it, and it's very close to the approach that you have taken in paragraph 10. We had earlier proposed that in order to break the impasse of whether we list number 22 or 17, we should just perhaps stick to 39, but link it with the participants who have been invited in this conference during the course of this year. So in that context, we had proposed this suggestion to add in response to 39 requests for participation in the beginning of this paragraph. However, our suggestion here would be that perhaps a compromise formulation that could be considered by all, and we would like to suggest from the floor here as well, would read as follows. In paragraph 10, in response to 39 requests for participation, comma, the conference invited the following non-member states to participate in its work. And we understand the rest of the paragraph would read as it is. We understand that the number 39 is mentioned in paragraph 9 as well. Perhaps that could be a compromise formulation that could be considered by everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Pakistan.